Our use of fossil fuels comes in for a lot of scrutiny as we face increasing climate change driven by emissions of CO2 and methane. We have to get these emissions to zero or less than zero CO2 capture as soon as we can. Adaptations in industry, from energy source to use, has many promising facets. There's one huge global sector that has unique challenges in getting to at least zero net emissions, and that's agriculture. Flooded rice cultivation has always produced methane and nitrous oxide, two potent greenhouse gases, from the oxygen-free flooded depths. Methane levels rose with population levels even before the Industrial Revolution. The levels are recorded in air trapped in ice cores in the polar regions and in glaciers. Modern agriculture is now on a vast scale, with our population having multiplied sevenfold in the past two centuries alone. It also deploys unprecedented excessive amounts of nitrogenous fertilizers, with a notable part of the excess becoming nitrous oxide. Agriculture also uses fossil fuels copiously. In fact, almost 3 calories of fossil fuel per calorie of food product. In a real sense, we're now eating petroleum. A recent study notes that present-day agricultural practices, even in the absence of fossil fuel use elsewhere, will push us above the target of 2 degrees Celsius warming. Scientists, farmers, policymakers, and all of us have some interesting work to do. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy.